A Jewish Journal article. USHMM Western Region Dinner. SWC calls for hostages release. Shared Heritage Shabbat. On March 12, the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, USHMM, held its 2024 Western Region Tribute Dinner, the theme of which was, Together We Can Do More, at the Beverly Hilton, during which it honored Academy Award-winning actress Helen Mirren. U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum Western Region Honoree Moses Libitsky. Photo by Reza Allah Bakshi, courtesy U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. Ever since I was 14 years old, I have felt very connected to the Jewish community as two things dawned on me. One, the horror of the Holocaust, and the other was the incredible tenacity, courage and creativity of the Jewish community, Mirren, who portrayed real-life Holocaust survivor Maria Altman in the 2015 film, Woman in Gold, said in her pre-recorded acceptance speech. As she's gotten older, Mirren's feelings about the Jewish community have only grown in admiration, she said. Mirren, who more recently played Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir in the film, Golda, said the work of USHMM to preserve the memory of the Holocaust while educating younger generations about what occurred is of paramount importance. More than 350 guests turned out to help raise more than $850,000 for USHMM, which, based in Washington, D.C., is the United States' official memorial to the Holocaust. USHMM, a nonpartisan, federal educational institution, provides for the study, documentation and interpretation of Holocaust history and is dedicated to ensuring the permanence of Holocaust memory, understanding and relevance. The evening in Beverly Hills honored Mirren, who could not appear in person, with the museum's National Leadership Award. Philanthropist and real estate developer Moses Libitsky was also a recipient of the museum's National Leadership Award. Appearing in person, Libitsky used the opportunity to denounce the rise of anti-Semitism, in the aftermath of October 7, on both the left and the right. Anti-Jewish hate, we get it from the right, and we get it from the left, Libitsky, wearing a dog tag in solidarity with the October 7 hostages, said during his acceptance speech. Additionally, the Bay Area-based honoree denounced what took place on October 7 as a pogrom, and condemned the current situation in which it is unsafe to be visibly Jewish on college campuses. Of the current spike in anti-Semitism, sometimes this is disguised as anti-Zionism, and sometimes it's not well disguised, Libitsky said. The USHMM honoree also questioned why there is a disproportionate focus on events happening in Israel while human rights abuses all over the world largely go ignored. In Sudan, Libitsky said, there's a real genocide there, but how much do you hear about that? Additional speakers included David Makovsky, a distinguished fellow of Washington Institute for Near East Policy, who presented Libitsky with his award, and Carol Stolberg, senior advisor for leadership giving at USHMM Western Region. Brown University student and TEDx presenter Emma Blankstein delivers keynote remarks at the recent USHMM dinner in Beverly Hills. Photo by Reza Allah Bakshi, courtesy U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. In unannounced special remarks, actor Liev Schreiber, who co-stars with Mirren in Golda, as U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, delivered a pre-recorded speech ahead of Mirren being honored. For his part, Schreiber highlighted Mirren's achievements on screen and off and said it was the opportunity to work with Mirren that led him to appear in Golda. Additionally, Brown University student and TEDx presenter Emma Blankstein, Why Gen Z Needs to Talk About Genocide, delivered the keynote address. Event chairs Linda and Tony Rubin also appeared and spoke about their dedication to the mission of the D.C.-based museum. Attendees included State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurmond, local philanthropist Barak Raviv and Journal Editor-in-Chief David Suisa. In honor of International Women's Day, on March 8, the Simon Wiesenthal Center held a press conference in which it called on 50 of the world's leading women's organizations to speak more forcefully on behalf of 19 Israeli women still held hostage in Gaza. Courtesy of Simon Wiesenthal Center from Left, Greater Zion Family Church Senior Pastor Michael Fisher, Temple of the Arts Music Director Sharon Farber, Cantor Elisha Pierce and Rabbi David Barron. Photo by Steve Moyer. A joyful, music-filled, shared heritage of freedom, Shabbat service, organized by Temple of the Arts, was held on March 15 in Beverly Hills at the Sabin Theater. Participants of the evening, which brought together Jewish and Black community leaders, included Temple of the Arts Rabbi David Barron, Greater Zion Family Church Senior Pastor Michael Fisher, Temple of the Arts Cantor Elisha Pierce, who celebrated her 25th year as Cantor of the Congregation, Temple of the Arts President Brian Weinstock, former President James Blatt and Music Director Sharon Farber, as well as actor Michael Belland, October 7 survivor Michelle Ohana. The Shared Heritage Service celebrates the struggle for freedom from enslavement, Barron said. At this time of rising anti-Semitism, we reach out to our friends and neighbors in the African-American community for their support.